plan to meet again tomorrow. Elise Sabrady, Fox News. Ukraine and Russia holding another round of talks with no breakthroughs reported, though it was a virtual meeting this time. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says there's no evidence of good faith negotiations from the Russians.
And we're not seeing any evidence at this point that President Putin is doing anything to stop the onslaught.
Top aides to President Biden and China's president meeting in Rome to discuss China's reported support for Russia's invasion.
What we have conveyed and what was conveyed by our national security advisor in this meeting is that should they provide military or other assistance that, of course, violates sanctions or supports the war effort, that there will be significant consequences.
The Kremlin denies requesting Chinese military equipment. President Putin has signed a new law letting Russian airlines register planes that are leased to them by foreign companies, apparently aimed at trying to get around sanctions after the EU banned the sale or leasing of planes to Russia. President Biden is said to be considering a trip to Europe soon. The White House says no final decision has been made. Today, he was focusing on calling for more of his domestic agenda to be passed and defending trillions already approved, including the American Rescue Plan.
Because of this law, we were able to help 41 million Americans put food on the table for the better part of a year. Because of this law, we help keep a roof over 4 million people's heads.
Countering Republican arguments, he's helped fuel high inflation. A warning from the UN that the war in Ukraine is threatening the global food supply and putting some of the poorest countries at risk. More than 40 African and least developed countries import at least one-third of their wheat from Ukraine and Russia, and half the grain purchased by the World Food Program to feed more than 100 million people comes from Ukraine. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Oklahoma governor is being sued for banning a gender identity option on state birth certificates.
Lambda Legal, a national group advocating for LGBTQ rights, sued Republican Governor Kevin Stitt for not allowing the gender designation or a means to change to it. Last year, the Oklahoma Department of Health issued a birth certificate listing the holder as non-binary. Governor Stitt took away that option with an executive order signed last November, saying then in a statement he believed God created people as male or female, period. A statement on Lambda Legal's website said the governor's action wrongfully exposes transgender people to discrimination.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Former President Trump is accused of violating campaign finance laws by raising and spending money for a future White House run without officially filing his candidacy. Trump hasn't said for certain whether he's running again, but he frequently teases another run. And now a pro-Democrat super PAC has filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission accusing him of, quote, playing footsie with the Federal Election Campaign Act for months. A Trump spokesperson says the complaint is without merit. Dolly Parton says thanks but no thanks to a musical honor.
Most musicians would jump at the chance to place among rock and roll icons, not Dolly Parton.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living.
The the country legend announcing she's withdrawing from this year's nominations for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but it has nothing to do with a lack of interest. Parton's decision is rooted in humility, saying while she's flattered and grateful for the nomination, she hasn't earned the right to be enshrined in Cleveland.
Fox's Steve Rappaport, the 76-year-old, was elected to the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1999. Saturday Night Live star Pete Davidson is heading to space, announced as part of the next Blue Origin launch set for later this month. It's their third celebrity passenger. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.